Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. Do you know the last words Jesus said on earth, according to the Gospel of Matthew? Disciples, go ye therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So they went out and preached, and today, 28% of the world is Christian. It's the largest single religion on earth. Islam is two, but Christianity is one. But how do you get it out today? Because now that means 72% of the world is not Christian. Lots of people have never heard the name of Jesus. So on this program, we're going to do a 2026 world mission update. Where is God moving? Where are people coming to Christ? Where isn't the gospel spreading? And I want to introduce to you a mission expert here. His name is Jerry Schomer. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Tom.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And Jerry has been a pastor for many years. Now he just does world missions ministry. So before we get into this, though, real quick, Jerry, how did you come to know Christ?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking.
Yep.
You know, it was a number of years ago now. Mm-hmm. I was 11 years of age. I was in northern Wisconsin at a Bible camp. It was actually a Tuesday night, I remember. And the pastor spoke on the fact that Jesus would come back as a thief in the night. And he asked...
Unexpectedly,
anytime. And he said, are you ready to meet him? And I knew in my heart, even at the tender age of 11, that I wasn't. And so I confessed my sins. I prayed that Jesus would become my Savior and Lord of my life, and that began the transformation process on
been,
that evening.
Been a believer ever since?
Ever since.
And then you have been a pastor for many, many years.
33 years,
and,
actually.
And what called you, how did you know you were supposed to be a preacher?
Yeah, well, actually, I started out as a business major at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and in that setting, it was kind of a secular setting back in the 70s, mm-hmm. I'm kind of dating myself, and still is probably secular today.
Worse.
But all that to say, one of the first weekends, some guys came up to me and said, hey, well, let's go out and party and have a good time. And I said, you know, I'm a follower of Jesus, and that's just not my lifestyle. And I got three responses. The first was, you're nuts. You're crazy. What's wrong with you? The second was, good for you, not for me. But the third response was by a handful of people. They said, tell me more. And so we did some Bible studies, and I saw them come to faith and how Jesus transformed their lives. One fellow went on to become a pastor, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said at that moment, Lord, if that's what you want me to do, and I'm reading the Bible here day and night, I'll be glad to do it. I'd be honored.
Because it is exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And important.
And very important.
Yeah.
And now looking back, I'm so grateful
Good.
For God's grace.
Wonderful. And so now you're not over at church like you used to be. You're just doing mission work.
I'm doing missions work with the Timothy Initiative.
Yes.
Yes.
So everybody, we're going to get into this, but let's pray first. Father, we want to pray. There's 72% of the world that is not believing in Christ for their salvation. We pray that help every one of us watching this program start to pray for missions, give money to missions, even become a missionary ourselves or start a prayer group at our church for missions. Just, Lord, we want to be part of this great last command that you gave us on earth, Lord Jesus, to go. And so speak to us now, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, everybody, I want us to watch a one-minute video now of why it's so crucial you and I get involved into missions. Here we go.
There are over 8 billion souls living on this earth today, many of whom live their entire lives never truly knowing the way, the truth, and thus never experiencing true life. Every face, every name, made in the image of God, has an eternal future, with heaven or hell as a final destination. More than 3 billion precious souls that Jesus gave his life for today live in spiritual darkness, outside the reach of the gospel. Without this good news, without Jesus, their eternity is sealed. Each day that passes, multitudes pass into eternity, never hearing the name of Jesus, even once. The devastation of one lost soul is crushing. When multiplied by billions, the devastation is overwhelming, beyond words. What will we do in the face of such loss?
So every Christian needs to be involved in world missions, and Jerry is part of the Timothy Initiative, and one very successful way of reaching people that have never heard the gospel in Namibia is your ministry that I give money to, and I hope a lot of people will.
Thank you for that.
Where you do the Paul, Timothy, Titus. Explain what that is.
Sure, absolutely. So Paul's are what we call pastors here in America. We'll go into a country
based on the Apostle Paul,
right?
For people who don't know.
Exactly, okay. Right, yeah. From the New Testament. So we go into a country and we do a vision cast with the pastors and we say, would you like to empower your people, your lay people, to become church planters, to plant a house church of 20 people or so? And for the pastors that are willing to do that, we equip them and we train them. So the Paul is the pastor. The church planter, we call the Timothy, a lay person.
From the New Testament.
From the New Testament. And we ask them to go through a two-year training. And then the people that come to know Jesus, we call them Tituses. So let me give you a little extra. So a Paul, he will recruit 15 to 20 Timothys. And now here's the key, Tom. The Timothys, during the first 4 months of their training, okay, they go through 13 books, but the first 4 months of their training, we ask them to identify 30 people that don't know Jesus. And it's relatively easy because they're in least reached countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know many unreached people.
Mm-hmm.
Start praying for them and start speaking about Jesus to five people a week for the first 16 weeks of their training. That's 80 people. And God does the rest.
All right. And then instead of sending an English-speaking missionary from America, which is expensive to go to Namibia, you are training the people that are already Namibians in their own languages to spread. I mean, this is for one reason I give to this ministry. It's
right.
Good bang for your buck for reaching the lost for Christ.
It really is.
Yeah.
We work primarily with indigenous leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you're right. For $400, we can train a church planter that will reach about 20 people with the good news of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
enfolded into a local church,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
a functioning Acts 2 local church.
Mm-hmm.
And for $400, you can't
no.
beat that.
No, not at all. In fact, let's watch another video and show everybody a specific place where what you just said is happening.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
Welcome. Have you had tips? Today has been a long but fulfilling day. I spent the morning digging up the field to sow seeds. Many of my people, that's MA, farm in this way.
Daniel will sleep well. Unfortunately, many others in this region will not. They work hard and retire for the night, but they drag hopelessness and uncertainty along with them. It has little to do with what they have and much with whom they believe.
Many people here turn to witch doctors for life's very essentials, food, healing, and being able to bear children. But eventually, you lose even the little you had. People have lost their livestock, land, homes, children. When I was a young boy, a missionary shared the gospel in my village, and I embraced it immediately. Although I was spared from a lifetime of being exploited by witch doctors, it troubled me that my people were still in this trap. But it wasn't until I went to college in a distant town and came back home with my diploma in theology that I started telling others about Jesus.
For a few years after getting his diploma, Daniel relentlessly shared the gospel on his own and saw the fruit of a handful of believers. In 2022, he was invited to join TTI by one of the local ministry leaders.
Becoming a Paul was an easy decision to make. Christians in this area could now access Bible-based teachings without leaving their home and at no cost. Also, I would share the weight of reaching every person in this region.
Among Daniel's 22 Timothys are Bito and Mimi, husband and wife.
My wife has started her fellowship at the top of that hill, and I have started mine on that other one.
I have led 12 people to Christ, and he has led
24.
We are discipling these new believers using the books and methods that TTI has given us.
Daniel's fruit has multiplied to more than 230 disciples. His Timothys have planted 22 churches and are discipling 33 Tituses, who have in turn planted 10 churches. Moreover, other Pauls like him are witnessing this rapid multiplication of disciples amongst the Tseme unreached people group. Village after village, tribe after tribe, new people groups are being reached. By partnering with TTI, through the grace of God, local gospel workers in Ethiopia are reaching almost a third of the unreached people groups left in their country. Across Ethiopia, God has used TTI to plant over 2,100 churches and make more than 28,000 new disciples. So far.
So everybody, there's the strategy that's working. I pray for them. I give money to them because this is one of the best mission groups that I know of. And now in 2026, where is, world mission-wise, Jerry, where is God really moving? And where are a lot of people getting converted?
Yeah.
And where isn't it happening? What would you say to that?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking, Tom. Mm-hmm. And as we saw in that video, and I love that video, see the people coming to know Christ?
Yeah.
And that's in Ethiopia.
Okay.
So in Eastern Africa, now this is from the Timothy Initiative perspective, where we find most fruitfulness. Eastern Africa, Ethiopia, Kenya, Sudan, those Tanzania, or Tanzania, as mm-hmm. they say, mm-hmm. Those have been very fruitful areas. But some other areas of great fruitfulness, even in the midst of persecution, India is a very significant field for us. Mm-hmm. We're seeing thousands of churches being planted in India. Many challenges, many persecutions, but that's happening. And then if we go to the west side of Africa, in Togo and Benin, mm-hmm. we are doing something called Achieve, a church in every village, where we're mapping the country and we're seeking to get a church in every village where people can walk to their local church. Mm-hmm. So those are some key places that we find through our ministry and our partners where God is
so
working.
So parts of Africa, parts of India. And what religions are these people coming out of when they come to Christ?
Sure, sure. In Africa, there's a lot of spirit worship.
Called animism.
Animism, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal in Africa, you know, dealing with witch doctors. In fact, we have, this is crazy, but this is the power of the transforming gospel of Jesus. We have some former witch doctors that are now Pauls. Isn't that amazing? And leading people to Jesus. What a transformation.
Well, segue into one of my favorite videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, here, we're going to see a witch doctor who killed part of his family, who now is a preacher. Huh. And I want everybody, just very carefully, listen to this 2-minute video or so.
My much of Tanzania has been ruled by darkness for centuries. Yet, God is at work. As TTI church planters faithfully share the good news, the light of the gospel is bringing hope and freedom to those in spiritual bondage. Meet Jacob. Jacob was literally bred to be a witch doctor in his community.
Mimi ni uganga wa kurisi kutoka kwa babu yangu.
I was trained by the most powerful witch doctor in our area, my grandfather. When he passed away, I took his place as chief witch doctor.
Before long, Jacob was so famous that people from other regions, even other countries, sought out his dark powers. His spells made people go mad, destroyed churches, and killed people.
Jacob killed many people, including his own family. The witch doctor community demanded that he sacrifice them, or he would be killed and replaced. Jacob killed his cousin, mother, wife, and even his own son.
Shortly following his son's death, I brought the Jesus film to his village. I prayed that it will help bring many to Christ.
I was drinking in a bar when I heard about the Jesus film and decided to go watch. As I watched the life of Jesus, I was overwhelmed. I felt the weight of my sin, and it was too much to bear. As I thought of the horrible things I had done to my family, others, and myself, I knew I needed a savior. I knew I was serving the wrong master.
Jacob came up after the film and confessed all the terrible things he had done. I shared with him that Jesus forgives and makes all things new. He, along with 20 others, committed his life to Christ that very night. Then he burnt all his dark amulets and talismans before the village.
The village did not take kindly to his newfound faith. The persecution became so extreme that he was forced to leave. Despite the opposition, Jacob continued to pray for and share Jesus with his family and friends. Eventually, his whole family converted from the animist and Islamic beliefs and began following Jesus. His former customers also experienced the freedom of salvation.
I used to be a loyal customer when Jacob was a witch doctor. However, he shared the gospel with me, and now I am a Christian.
Now, Petro and I serve the Lord together as we spread the word of God. We were blessed with the Bible that allows us to learn more and teach others about the love of Christ.
Jacob has led many to Christ and even planted a church.
God sent us TTI, the Jesus film, and Bibles so that more people have the chance to believe and be saved.
So there you go. There's a man who committed murder and he got saved. And Paul the Apostle started out as a persecutor of the church and he got saved. And, you know, Jerry, you're more Baptist, I'm more Lutheran. But what we agree on is what they're doing. The gospel, the message you get out and I get out is 1 Corinthians 15. The gospel is Christ died for our sins, rose from the dead. Believe in him and you will be saved. And I know that's what you're all about. That's what I'm all about.
That's right.
So let's say somebody's watching this program, and they'd love to see their church support what's going on over there.
Yeah.
I know you deeply do that. So how do they, first of all, let's put your website up.
Yeah.
TTIglobal.org?
Right. Correct.
TTIglobal.org if somebody wants to know how to support you.
Right.
But let's say that somebody wants to get this into their church. How do they do that?
Yeah. Well, I think you start with the website. And just request a contact, and someone like myself will reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many tools that we can share with you. We have what's called the Church Planter Circle, and you'll even see that on our website. It's a great way to individually partner to mm-hmm. do it, you know, a church plant, but a whole church can do dozens of church plants.
Okay.
But I'd say go to the website is really the first step.
And do people come out and talk at your church or anything like that?
Oh, sure. We'll be happy to come and to chat. But you know what we really like?
Huh.
We want to put it into the heart of the pastor.
Yeah.
And we want him to preach. Yeah. And we want him to model it for the church. We want the pastor to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to plant a church for $400. How about you join me?
Yeah, there you
go. So that's what we try to do.
Yeah, good. Well, one last question for you, and then we're going to watch one last video, and then we'll pray. But I really want people to watch. We have, you know, even though America and our culture is falling apart and things are going against the Christian faith, we still have a piece of cake living in America. I want to show you a pastor who was thrown over a waterfall for preaching Christ. Let's show that one, please.
So many sounds. Without them, this story could never be told. I left my hometown and set off for a nearby village, having no doubt about my charge. Help a pastorless, dying church. That was the assignment. And I would do it. I must do it. But my new home isn't safe. The rebels came into my house, machete in hand. They began to beat me. I wondered if this was how the war would end. The church had started to turn around. New families had been baptized. But now, a blade would end it all. Take this and leave him. My wife offered the rebels money in exchange for my life. But they wanted both. They blindfolded me, tied my hands behind my back, and dragged me out of our home. For 3 hours, we walked through the bushes until I had no idea where I was. I couldn't see, but I could hear rushing rapids, veiled voices, angry arguing. They were deciding how to end my life. They were going to throw me over the waterfall so I would be crushed on the rocks below. They threw my body over, but their plan failed. I missed the rocks. Let's cut out his heart and see if the God he preaches really does live inside him, one shouted. But the other rebels felt squeamish about killing a pastor this way. They dragged me out of the water and put a boulder on my back. My ribs were crushed as I heard what I thought would be the very last sound I would ever hear. I thought the shot had killed me, but I was wrong. The hot lead was sent flying by local villagers who had come to help me. The bullet I thought was my death turned out to be my rescue. The rebels fled, leaving me crumbled and bloody under a stone. But I was alive. So many sounds. Without them, this story could never be told. I knew my assignment, and I will do it. I must do it.
You know, so Jerry, as the gospel is spreading into some of these kinds of places, the devil, of course, doesn't like it.
Right.
And he persecutes the church like he did in the first 300 years of Christianity. Do you see that happening in some of these countries?
Absolutely.
Where?
Well, when I've traveled to Nepal and India in particular, I would talk with believers, with the Timothys, and almost everyone had a persecution story. They were beaten or financially abused in many ways. But you know what amazed me, Tom? It was so humbling. They would say it was a privilege to suffer for Jesus. Yeah. And just brought tears to my eyes.
I used to have a radio show, and I remember interviewing a black man from somewhere in Africa, I think, mm-hmm. who had a believer who had been tortured, persecuted, whatever, as he limped into my radio studio for the interview. Mm. And we had a wonderful talk, but I thought, and what was I complaining about?
Exactly. It really gives perspective on life, doesn't
certainly,
it?
It certainly yeah. does. So, Jerry, we've got about a minute left.
Yeah.
Would you just pray for these lands that you're talking about, for our viewers to somehow be part of this great commission? Just go ahead and say a prayer for us, if you would.
Absolutely. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the sovereign God of the universe and that you have given Jesus to be our Savior and our Lord. And Lord, I thank you for each person who tuned in today, who's mm-hmm. watching. Lord, continue to speak to them, touch their heart. Lord, and if it's your will for them, I pray they'll reach out to the Timothy Initiative and mm-hmm. be curious and just learn a little bit more of how you're working around the world. So thank you for this time mm-hmm. together with Pastor Tom.
Yep.
Continue to bless his ministry, the pastor's study. Thank you for what you're doing all around the world. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Well,
thank you, Jerry. And, you know, just one last thing, everybody. We're thankful for people like Jerry and the Timothy Initiative, International Christian Concern is a group that I give money to. They do good work helping the persecuted. But sometimes, well, I'd give, but I'm not sure it'll go to the right place. These two groups, Timothy Initiative and other lots of great groups. So just be careful. You can go to charitynavigator.org, and you can check. And they show you who's on the up and up and whose money is going to go to the pastor's jet. So yeah. So there you go. Thanks for watching. Please pray for this ministry that God will continue to fund it too so we can keep doing these shows. Thanks, Jerry, for coming.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for watching the Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write the Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.